All right, it's really wonderful, Baruch Hashem, to see you guys. the title of the shiur is Active Participants in the Geula, or Active Participation in the Geula Process, which is something that I think comes up a lot, Leil Seder. It's something that comes up, I believe, and I know, it's something that comes up very much in the whole theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I want to discuss with you guys a little bit so we could hopefully go ahead and perhaps just gain a little bit of an insight into the Leil HaSeder. So the truth is, we're going to start with the Ramban. The Ramban says, please, sit down, my pleasure. The Ramban says, there's a very famous Ramban that comments on the following idea. If you look in the first Dibros, so the Torah there tells us that you have to keep Shabbos. Right? So there it says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. So you have to remember the Shabbos. And there it says, you got to remember the Shabbos, keep the Shabbos. Why? Because I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created the world. Very nice, right? Hashem created the world in 6 days, He rested on the seventh day. So just like He did, so do we. So the same way that He rested, so we rest. But the whole reason why we keep Shabbos, says the Ramban, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and He rested on the seventh day. Well, if you look later on in Dvarim, Parshas Ve'eschaneh, time the Torah goes ahead and repeats that. So the other Torah says Shamor, different words, right? Zachar and Shamor. That the Gemara tells us in many places, Shavuos and among others, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the words Zachar and Shamor in the exact same breath. Gemara says an amazing thing, something that the mouth and the ear, the human ear, the human mouth cannot do. We cannot say two things exactly at the exact same time. People try, they can't do it. You can't hear two things simultaneously exactly at the same time. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. We know there's a lot of connections between Zachar and Shamor. We sing it every night in Lecha Dodi, every Friday night, right? Shomar v'zachar b'dibor echad, right? That's exactly the Gemara. The Gemara says that. We learn a lot of halachas about kiddush, women being chayv in kiddush, okay? But that's a separate idea. But the Gemara there says, the Torah there says, Shomar, you gotta guard the Shabbos. Why? So the Torah there says, because I took you out of Egypt. Keep Shabbos, why? I took you out of Egypt. So all the Mefarshim wrestle with this. What's going on over here? On the one hand, the Torah says, keep Shabbos because I created the world. And then the Torah says, keep Shabbos. Why? Because I took you out of Mitzrayim. Is it one reason? Is it two separate reasons? So there's a very, very, very famous comment of the Ramban. And the Ramban says something unbelievable. He says, really, it's one long reason. It's one reason. It's not two separate reasons, the creation of the world and Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's really one reason. The reason why we keep Shabbos is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and now he's, you know, sitting back on a beach somewhere, you know, with a pina colada, enjoying himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in the world. He's constantly involved in the world. Every second he's willing the world to exist. So it's not as if he just, you know, did this beautiful creation, painted his masterpiece, and then he went on vacation somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved every day, day in, day out, actively involved in the world. And the Ramban says that's exactly what the Torah is stressing. First, the Torah says, keep Shabbos. Why? Because I created the world. But it's not just that Hashem created the world. Hashem's involved. He's actively involved in the day-to-day running of the world. And that's what the Torah is stressing the second time, by the second Dibros. What does it say? Keep Shabbos. Why? Because I took you out of Mitzrayim. What greater way do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in nature, actively involved in running the world? Is there a greater time in history that we actually saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so involved in the world than Yetzias Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally was playing with nature. He had the world of nature. He was playing around with them, with the frogs and the blood and the makos and everything that was going on in Mitzrayim. Makos Bechoros, Kriyas Yamsa. Was there ever a greater manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world, but not just running the world, that he's actively involved in the world in Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says Ramban, of course not. And therefore, says Ramban, it's really one reason. We keep the Shabbos because Hashem created the world. But it doesn't just mean He created the world and He went on vacation. He's actively involved in the world. And the greatest time that we ever saw that in our history was at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Torah says, later on in Beslan, and keep Shabbos because I went ahead and what? I took you out of Egypt. And it's really one and the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world. He's actively involved in the world. And the truth is, if you think about it, there's another famous comment of the Ramban. The Ramban also says an amazing thing, right? If you think about it, the makos didn't happen one after the other in 10 days. There were 10 makos, right? It was a process. It took a long time. What happened? What changed? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, you know what? It's time. It's time to leave. What actually changed? So we certainly make reference to it in the Haggadah, right? We certainly make reference in the Haggadah. Very famous pasuk. Which means that literally we were living by our blood. What does that mean? It says it twice. So the Ramban already tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided to go ahead and take us out of Mitzrayim when we became active. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in the world. When we became active in the process, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, oh, they're actively involved. Now I'm going to go ahead and take them out of Mitzrayim. So how do we become actively involved in the process? So we know, right before we left, we were involved in two mitzvahs, right? We just had Shabbos HaGadol. Why did we have Shabbos HaGadol? Because we took their Avodah Zarah. We shechted their Avodah Zarah. Karban Pesach. But Omer Alach B'damai Chayi, so one of the bloods over there that we're talking about, that we live by our blood, is the Dam Pesach. We became actively involved. It wasn't just that we sat back, we were watching all the amazing makos and all the amazing miracles that were taking place in Mitzrayim. We literally became involved in the process. We became active participants. We literally went ahead and shechted their God. It wasn't just passively observing the amazing miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And the other Dam is Dam Mila, the Valdik. So they were actively involved in the Karban Pesach. They were actively involved in Bris Mila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, Gevaldik, unbelievable. Gevaldik, you guys now are what? You guys are actively involved. You guys are showing me that you're not just sitting back. You're not just watching from the sidelines, but you're actively involved in the process right now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, now it's time for me to go ahead and take you out. Because we went from simply being passive observers to actively being involved in the miracle. And the truth is, if you think about it, another very famous thing in the Haggadah, so we know the Haggadah stresses in a long paragraph. Yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim biyad chazaka. All right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and the Haggadah says Lo Aidei Malach, V'Lo Aidei Sarach, V'Lo Aidei Shaliach. Just in case you had any question, it wasn't through a Malach, and it wasn't through a Sarach, and it wasn't through a Shaliach. No messenger, no emissary. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechvodu va'atzmo shenemar va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim ba'layla hazeh. I HaKadosh Baruch Hu came. So what's the stress here? What's Haggadah trying to stress? That it was Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, if you look out throughout the whole Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly sends his malachim to do his shlichus, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't go ahead per se and come and heal Avram, right? He sends the malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't actually go ahead and he sends the malachim to go ahead and destroy Sodom, right? Bilam. Right, Bilam doesn't literally encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He encounters a malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses his messengers all the time. So why Dafke Mitzrayim is the Haggadah making such a stink that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself bechvodo v'atmo? So it's pashut, right? Think about it, right? The whole purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, again, as we just said, was to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not simply what? He didn't just simply create the world and now he's, you know, somewhere hanging out and having a good time. But he's actively involved in the world, right? So that's why it says Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It was Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, it couldn't have been anybody else. The whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to continuously show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in the world. So it dafka had to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Haggadah perhaps is suggesting over here, that it's specifically Hashem and not a Malach, not a Saraf, and not anybody else. And it's the same idea that we were able to thank God, learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as He is involved, so too, finally, when we became involved in the process, so that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to take us out. So that's a very, very, I think, a nice, beautiful idea. And if you stop most people on the street and you say, how were B'nai Yisrael actively involved in the Gula? They'll probably tell you, Dam Mila, they'll tell you Dam Pesach. These are pretty well-known ideas. We're not saying any major Kedushim here. But I did see a beautiful, beautiful idea in the Sefer Be'er Yosef, which is one of my father's favorite sfarim. So by definition, all the children got into it. So there's an unbelievable piece that the Be'er Yosef has, and there's perhaps another chesed. We'll see another act that B'nai Yisrael did at the time in Yetzias Mitzrayim that showed that we were actively involved. And this perhaps is not so well known as Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. But it's not simply limited to the fact that we were involved in Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. Again, which are all, if you think about it for a second, these are all things that are ben adam la makom, right? These are mitzvahs ben adam la makom, dam mila, dam pesach. But we'll see perhaps that B'nai Yisrael were involved in another aspect, and they were actively involved in another way. And this is something which is really, really very, very special, very, very beautiful. As my father always says, it's worth it to buy the Sefer and the set just for this one idea. There's plenty of beautiful, beautiful ideas here. But here's a very, very, very unbelievable idea. So in Parshas B'Shalach, in the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, so we know B'nai Yisrael, Vayhi B'Shalach, Paro, Es Ha'am, we're gone. And the Torah says an amazing thing. It says v'chamushim. Ready? It says the words v'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim, which means that b'nei Yisrael, they went out of Egypt. Listen, this is unbelievable. They went out of Egypt chamushim. What does the word chamushim mean? What does it mean? A fifth. You say a fifth. Beautiful. You're not wrong. Don't worry. Givaldi. From the word chamesh.
It means
right?
Armed.
Oh, it also means, it means armed. Very good. Oh, so where's Mr. Sheikh getting this from? Where's Yosef getting this from? He's getting it from the Rashi. Beautiful. Givaldi. Rashi tells us over there, it's a very strange word, chamushim. They left chamushim. What does it mean? So Rashi says, you know what it means? It tells us two pshat. And one pshat, he says, they left armed. They left armed. Unbelievable. They left armed. Who's the Yonim? They left armed. They left. They didn't just leave. They had a spear. They left with ammunition, Baruch Hashem. They were ready to fight. Then Rashi goes on and says, Dover Acher, I'll tell you another pshat. You know what it means, chamushim, from the word chamesh? I'll tell you what it means. You know what it means? It means that only a fifth left. Four fifths. Four out of every five Jews died. When did they die? They died during Makas Choshech, Gevaldik, right? There were unfortunately many of us that didn't believe, that didn't want to leave. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it in a way that they died when the Mitzvah couldn't see, so we were able to quickly bury them. Mitzvah wouldn't have said, they wouldn't say, ah, look, just like we're getting punished, the Jews are getting punished. So we know that four fifths left. So we have two pshatim, very different pshatim, right? They left armed. They left either a fifth, and then there are other stuff, other mafashim. So he quotes here the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. Says an unbelievable thing. You know what it means, chamushim? You know what it means, chamushim? They left with five sets of children. Five sets of children. Now, we all went to school, Baruch Hashem. Still in school, a lot of us. And when we talk about the miracle of the Mitzrayim, how many children did they have at one time?
Six.
No?
Six.
Six. Right? Shisha. The Kamechad, right? That's what they had. They had six at a time. They didn't have five. So, says the Targum, Yonasan Ben Uziel, oh, they left with five children. Five children? What do you mean? They had six children, they didn't have five children. Not only that, unbelievable, Targum Yonasan says an amazing thing over here. He says, you know what they left with? Excuse me, according to Yerushalmi, he says they left with Uvda Tava. Unbelievable. Sneak of an ASL. They were armed. You know what they were armed with? They were armed with Mais and Tova. Chamusha means, yes, they were armed. They left armed, but it doesn't mean they were armed with weapons. You know what it means? They left, they were armed with what? Maisim Tovim, with good deeds. What? We all know, when B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were on what? They were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were Mahnishad, they stayed there one more second. As we stress in Haggadah too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have ended us completely. We were literally at the cusp. We were on the brink of this destruction, spiritual destruction. We were literally on the 49th level of Tumah. So we have, on the one hand, they left armed. On the other hand, they left four-fifths, right? Four-fifths died, only a fifth came out. On the other extreme, it says they left with five children. And then it says they were armed with Maisim Tovim. Maisim Tovim, we know we were literally at the bottom. We were all the way at the bottom. What exactly is going on over here?
And, yeah. How do you stem the five to the six?
Oh, so here we go. That's very good. That's the kasha. Givaldi. So how do we stem all this together? And the truth is, if you think about it, to have one word in the Torah, chamushim, and you have so many different pshatim, it's not something that you usually find. So what's going on over here? So Rabbi Yosef says an unbelievable idea. And he says, you have to go back. You have to go all the way back to the Rashi. So back to the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi explains that four-fifths died. Four-fifths died during Choshech. Right? So he asks a very, very simple kasha. Who died? And we say four-fifths died. Right? So who died?
Parents.
Pashut. Very good. The parents died. Right? Think about it for a second. Four-fifths died. So the people that were bar onshin, the adults that didn't have the proper emunah, they went ahead and they died. So Sabir Yosef says, think about it now. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael, four out of every five children were walking around without parents. They were orphans. They had nobody to take care of them. Right? No one to look after them. Truth is, you know, you go on a trip, you guys will see soon, please God, you get married at the right time soon. You go on a trip, you could literally, nowadays, it used to be going on a long trip to kids, you know, right? They would get restless. Now you literally put them in the car seat, they're like, you know, are we there yet? And they're screaming at you, and there's crying, and there's fetching, and you know, we need a video, we need something, it's just, you know, they can't, it's crazy, right? That's just the way it is. Says the Be'er Yosef, an unbelievable thing. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael were orphans. Of course they had six. We know they had six children. They had six at a time. You know what it means? They left with five children. It means that each family took in four sets of children. Each family took in four sets of children so that each child should go ahead and have a house. Each child should feel part of a family. So they took in four sets of children. And when it says they left with five children, it doesn't mean they left with five biological children. It means they left with five sets of children, their own children, the six or however many HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed them. And then they took four other sets of children so that no child literally should be left behind. No child should be left in Mitzrayim without a Jewish family. That's what it means. They left Chamushim. They left five with five children. It doesn't mean they had five kids. They had five sets of children with them. And perhaps that's what it means. They left with Nice and Tovin. Right? We know they were on the 49th level when it came to their spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They unfortunately were saturated in the Egyptian culture. But when it came to Bein Adam L'Chaverah, when it came to seeing these children, when it came to seeing Nebuch, these orphans, vulgaring around Mitzrayim with nowhere to go, no one to take them in, they took them in. And again, like I said to you, can you imagine? Here they're going into the desert. They're not going on a highway in a nice comfortable car with a DVD player and they got music in the background. So can you imagine? Not only did they have to look after their own children, but they took in four other sets of children so that every kid would have a place. And that, the Be'er Yosef says so beautifully, that's what it means, Chamushim, that they left armed, perhaps. That's what it means, armed with Nice and Tovim. And then he tells, just Mamash, he ends off with so beautiful, and he says, that's what it means. That's what it means. We know the famous song. I mean, it's not so famous anymore, but when I was growing up, it was famous. Ko Amar Hashem, right? It's from the Navi Yirmiyahu. Ko Amar Hashem, Zacharti Lo Chesed Nirayich. You know the song, Johnny? Zacharti Lo Chesed Nirayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remember the Chesed Nirayich. What does that mean, the Chesed Nirayich? I remember the Chesed of your youth. That's the literal pshat. You know what it means? I remember the chesed that you did when you were young. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu referring? So the song continues. The pasuk continues. Lech teich acharai b'midbar. Beres lo zeruah. We did an unbelievable chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was our chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's go. And we went. We went into a desert without any food, without anything. That's how the matzahs came about, as we know. Right? But we left without any provisions. HaKadosh just got up and went out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu viewed that as a tremendous chesed. But here he is. We just left. We left. We didn't think anything. We didn't stop and say, "Well, how do I have this? Do I have medicine for the kids? And do I have enough change of clothes? Do I have wipes? No. Do I have diapers? We just left." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Zacharti lach chesed nirayich." But the Be'er Yosef says so beautifully. No, you know what it means on a deeper level. Zacharti lach chesed nirayich. I remember the unbelievable chesed you did with the children. And because you went ahead and you weren't just thinking about yourselves and your own children, but because you went ahead and you took in others, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I remember. I remember the unbelievable chesed that you did with the new Rayach, with the little kids. So it's so beautiful. What comes out from this is that it wasn't just Bin Adam Lamakum. It wasn't just that we went ahead and we got involved in the Dam Mila. And it wasn't just that we got involved in the Dam Pesach. But we were actively involved in Bin Adam L'Chaveru as well. We were actively involved in the process as well. When we took in Baruch Hashem, all those kids. It's such a beautiful thing, such a beautiful idea that we see here. It wasn't just enough that, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, the Mitzvah, they pushed us to the limit. They were unfortunate, they persecuted us too much. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, it's time. It's not the way it went down. The reason why we resolved that Baruch Hashem to leave Mitzrayim was because we literally became partners in the process. We became actively involved. We became participants in the Gula process through the Dam Mila, through the Dam Pesach, and through the unbelievable chesed that we did with all those orphans, Nebuch, that were running around Mitzrayim without a family. And the truth is, just one other very quick idea, and with this we'll close. The truth is, I saw a beautiful idea in Ramirsky's Haggadah. He brings down from the Baditchava. Such a beautiful thing. That if you think about it for a second, you look in the Haggadah, you look in the Torah actually, you look in the Torah. So every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, refers to it as Chag HaMatzos. Chag HaMatzos. Right? Unbelievable. The truth is, when we refer to Pesach, we don't refer to Pesach as Chag HaMatzos. We don't refer to Pesach as Chag HaMatzos. Rather, what do we refer to it as? Chag HaPesach. Poshet. Chag HaPesach. And he explains so beautifully in the name of the Beit Dishevah, which is so nice. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking to praise us. And we, in turn, are always looking to praise Hashem. And he says, I'll give you a beautiful proof. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a set of tefillin. And the Gemara asks over there, well, what's written in Hashem's tefillin? So the Gemara says, you know what's written in Hashem's tefillin? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Right? Goyachad Ba'aretz. Who's like B'nai Yisrael? Who's like Bnei Yisrael? Goyach Labaris. What a beautiful, beautiful pasuk describing Klal Yisrael. What's written in our psukim? We know in our tefillin. Excuse me, in our tefillin. So we're not going to go through all the psukim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Said the Baruch Shavah so beautifully. In our tefillin, we look to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, He looks to praise us. We refer to Pesach as Chag HaPesach. Why? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he literally passed over. That's the English name. Passed over our homes. So when we refer to the Yontif and we define the Yontif by its name, we refer to it as Pesach. Because we want to remember the unbelievable chasodim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu always refer to it as Chag HaMatzos? Because that's the chesed we did for Hashem. We went into the desert without any food. We put the matzos on our backs and we know the matzos, they baked on our backs. Unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that, the chesed that we did for Him. See, He's always looking to go ahead and praise us. We're always looking to praise Him. But even in the name of Pesach, the fact that the Torah refers to it as Chag HaMatzos, again, focuses on our responsibility to be involved. We can't always just be passive. We can't just sit back and say, okay, Hashem, bring it on. I'm ready. We need to become actively involved. And everyone on their own level. On a communal level, Baruch Hashem, we accomplished it at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the time of Pesach is a time to re-energize and to reconnect and to become actively involved in our own growth, in our own pursuits, in our own spiritual pursuits, and to sit back and to try to be passive and say, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I did it. I went to Eretz Yisrael. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. I've arrived. I'm there. Now it's your... No. That's not the way it works. We learn from Mitzrayim. We learn from the creation of the world. We learn from Mitzrayim and the whole process. And we learn from our wonderful forefathers who experienced it, but didn't just experience it, became actively involved in it, that if we really want to achieve, and we really want to accomplish, and we really want to grow, it's up to us to become actively involved, to take that initiative. And amidst Hashem, the same way they did at the times of the Tzias Mitzrayim, if we go ahead and take that first step, we take that plunge, we become actively involved, Baruch Hashem, it will certainly lead to the ultimate Geula of B'mehei Rabbi Amen.